The Last Trump by Hugh Walpole. In a dark little house, 17 Fawcett Street, Bloomsbury, live the Brandreths. There are still many houses in London where it seems all the dark scenes in Dickens must have been played. Quilp haunts the basements. Jonas Chuzzlewit skulks, crafty-eyed from the mutton-reeking dining room. Lady Dedlock watches the shadows of Mr. Tulkinghorn haunt the spidery ceiling of the little sitting room. The ghosts of Victorian muffin men dim the pavement, and pale straw-smelling cabs totter home to ghostly stables. In such a little house lived the Brandreths, waiting for the end of the world. Their home had not been changed for 30 years. Not only they, but everything in the house, from the pink china shepherd and shepherdess on the sitting room mantelpiece to the old dark clock with the yellow spotted face at the bottom of the stairs, was also waiting for the end of the world. The end of the world had been prophesied through the ages to take place exactly at 11:45 on the night of January the 20th, 1929. It was strange when you considered that the prophecies had been so universal that only the Brandreths and some half a dozen other persons were aware of the important fact. Not strange, on the other hand, when you consider the important things that only Sir Isaac Newton and Professor Einstein have known at different times. Or even if you wish to consider a little farther, the strange things that only you know. As, for instance, how the birds that sleep in the trees above the Ramblas in Barcelona look like balls of silver, or that snails are best eaten with a flavour of lemon. At any rate, Mr. Brandreth, now a bent silver-haired old boar of 70, knew about the end of the world when he was 20 or so. He discovered it in the first place when in a temper with his mother. Because she had not cooked him Welsh rabbit for his supper, he sulked in his room, while she, poor lady, loving him, hurriedly cooked Welsh rabbit to soothe him, and worked out the date from the books of Isaiah and Ezekiel. He had had always a turn for mathematics, and it was late that night, when his mouth full of his desired toasted cheese, he made the astonishing discovery that the end of the world was arranged for precisely 11:45 on the night of January the 20th, 1929. He went over his figures many times and found them quite correct. And in the rather hectic dreams that followed the cheese, God, wrapped in a robe of silver wool, came to him and congratulated him on having made a remarkable discovery. Brandreth, like the rest of us, had a character.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?